This land is mine, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Hello, everybody. This is Basma Farhat from the People Speak radio show, here where we believe that when the people speak, they make a difference. This is another fantastic human being who has made an incredible difference, a difference that is actually on the verge of being profound. Jacqueline's contributions to fitness and health in the world is legendary. He has done feats that are no less than spectacular. To this day, his stamina, his courage, his personality, and his charm just meets every standard that could possibly be met. It's an honor to have you here with us, Jack. Hello, folks. This is Jack.
It's an honor for me to be anywhere.
Anywhere is a good place. I'm wonderful. I couldn't be more tickled.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
All you ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, stay tuned. We're going to show you how to feel better, look better, and live longer.
You know, you're just as amazing today as you were when I was watching you years ago, Jack. You and your chair are just were the most wonderful things, even if I didn't do it. I always got my chair out for some reason to stand by it.
You never saw a fat chair.
No, you never did.
You know, I had one thing in my mind. The only thing I think about, how can I help people to help themselves? That's my whole life.
And how do you do that, Jack? How do you help people, especially people that are in a country that has become or been considered morbidly obese?
You know what you do? Ask somebody, do you want to feel better? Do you want to live better? Do you want to feel better? Do you want to live longer? Ask them that. They all do, right?
They all say yes.
But then you have to earn it. You know, dying is easy. Living is tough. You've got to work at it. You know, remember, you eat today is walking and talking tomorrow.
Absolutely. Jack, you've been called the godfather of fitness.
That is the mother.
And the mother?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't care
well,
what they call
well,
me.
We have
so
to leave some credit for Elaine.
What?
We have to leave some credit for Elaine there.
Elaine, my wife?
Yes.
She's the power underneath my muscles.
That I believe.
Without her, I'm a big nothing. You know, we're a team. You know, we have one thing in our mind, to help people to help themselves. Billy Game was for the hereafter, right? I'm for the here and now.
That's wonderful. That is a wonderful attitude, the here and now. And
well,
I think
exactly.
That's probably...
I feel this way more. And you know what? Every doctor now, without exception, this is this, ladies and gentlemen, they want you to have 4 or 5 raw vegetables every day, 3 or 4 pieces of fresh fruit. They want you to eat nothing but brown rice and whole wheat products. And, you know, exercise is king, nutrition's queen. Put them together, you got a kingdom.
Oh my God, that is a wonderful, an absolutely wonderful saying. You were the first fitness spa in the world you created, and
I was the first one ever in the history to have a health and fitness show, and I was on for 34 years. We were all over the world with my show, 34 years.
But you know, at that time, Jack, you were kind of an outcast, and you were very controversial.
Are you kidding? The doctors, they said, you go to that Jack LaLanne. You women look like men. you guys will die of a heart attack, you old guys. You know, you can't believe it. It's just the things that I went through. It was horrific. Anyway, when you believe in something, nothing can stop you. You know, I've had my back against the wall, but I believe what I'm doing now. I have never been more enthusiastic about it. I've never believed in it more. The only way you can improve yourself and be happy in life, you've got to be healthy. You've got to have your health. How do you have your health? You work at it. You know, people have wonderful bank accounts. Let's build up your health account. What good is your money if you got arthritis and rheumatism and you're fat and you're out of shape? What good's your money? Can you make love to your money? You've got to
absolutely
exercise.
Not.
You've got to eat right. You've got to have challenges. And the most important person on this earth, you know who it is? You. You that are listening right now, the most important person. Without you, what good is anything else? Think about it. You being the most important person in the world, then what do you do for that most important person in the world? Think about
it. Take good care of them?
You got to train for life. Life's an athletic event. You know, I said before, dying is easy. Living, you got to work at it. But the little effort and energy that puts in to be healthy is so minimal, it's nothing compared to what you're going to get out of it.
And what do you get outside of your health and the fact that you are now 93 and probably more fit than most 40-year-olds or even 30-year-olds today, what else are you getting? What are your benefits emotionally and mentally?
I work out 2 hours every day, 7 days a week. I lift weights for an hour and a half and spend another half hour in the pool. And I change my program every 30 days. I do something different. You get bored doing the same thing day after day. You know, your muscles, they know nothing. It's your mind. You got to please yourself. You know, when you start exercising, when you start eating right, more natural foods and everything, and you normalize your weight, you're going to be a happy, happy person. When you look in the mirror, you're going to say, boy, I've done it again, you know. Work at living.
Work at living, everybody. Jack, during your early career, you catered to an audience that was also controversial. You catered to women that were doing calisthenics and exercises. That was pretty big and pretty novel at that time.
You know, women at that time, they never exercised. You know, women say, oh, you're going to exercise, you get muscles like a man. You know, now, every world-class athlete, men or women, are working out with a weight. The doctors, without exception, they are telling you, build muscle, build muscle. When a woman works out, she becomes more feminine. When a man works out, he becomes more masculine. And the only way a woman is going to look like a man is if they start taking all these hormonal things that some of these athletes take. The exercise brings out your beauty, your health, your productivity. Everything about you is going to be better.
You know, Jack, you were just talking about something that I find rather interesting. Your physique was steroid-free, and as far as I can recall in some of the pictures that I have been looking at, you had what I consider to be an ideal body. You didn't have the obese, muscular bodybuilders of today's genre. How do you feel about this?
You know, I wouldn't take them.
How do you feel about the steroid generation of bodybuilding? I believe it's become a grotesque addiction.
Look at how many of them have died of heart attacks, and they start looking like a woman. And so many negative things happen when you start taking steroids. You start fooling around with Mother Nature, you're going to get in trouble. Stick with nature. Exercise is king, nutrition's queen, and as I said earlier, put them together, you got a kingdom. You know, if people can't afford 20 or 30 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week, taking care of the most priceless possession, your body, they've got to be sick, they've got to be stupid. They sit on their big backside, they'll go to a bar, and they'll drink after drink, you know, for hours, and you ask them to exercise a few minutes, three or four times a week, and they say, oh, I don't have the time. It's really funny. Don't you agree?
You know, I absolutely agree. You know, you just said, you made a statement that Elaine was the power under your muscle. Does she work out daily, too?
Elaine works out every day. She doesn't work out as long as I do, but she works out about a half an hour. And she works with the weights, and we do things in the pool. Elaine looks wonderful, boy. She's something. I can't afford to have a fat wife.
I can hear her laughing in the background. She's chuckling back there.
Good.
Were there times, Jack, that you felt depressed and just, you know, wanted to just let it all go?
But do what?
Were there ever times in your life that you felt depressed or whatever, just tired?
Never. I've got one thing in my mind, and helping people. Wherever I go now, people recognize me, no? And they say, Jeff, you don't know what you've done for me. You just saved my life. I've lost all this weight, and my strength is up, my energy's up. Everything about me is better. That makes me feel good. I'm helping people to help themselves.
You know, you had to get sick. You have to have a cold. I know when I have a cold or I am doing too much, I tend to become very depleted and very tired. And
you know what you do?
Working
you
out work. Is just so much harder.
You know what you do? Count your blessings. When you get up in the morning, say, thank God I'm here. And you're living in the greatest country in the world, wherever you are. And we're living in modern times. And you know the secret of happiness and health by eating right and exercising. You know, sure, people are going to get a little sick once in a while, headaches, or get your period or whatever it is. But you work through that. You know, like I tell people, you know, when people say, oh, Jack, I sprained my left hand, you know, and I can't exercise. You know, there's 100 exercises you'll be able to do and maybe 10 you can't do. But people make an excuse. I got a little sore here. I'm a little of this, that. You know, people are terrible. They're like little children. I say,
in other words,
work and living.
So what you do is basically exercise around whatever you can't do.
Absolutely.
You do what you can do.
You hit it right on the button. That's what you do. You do the best you can of what you have. Here I'm 93 years old. I can't do the things I could do when I was 35 or 40. But I'm doing pretty good for 93, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you,
you
sure are.
I still make my wife smile occasionally.
I can hear her smiling now. Let me ask you, your statement is, I can't die, it would ruin my image. Now that
absolutely,
is one heck of a
statement. That is
statement.
The truth. That's right. Jack LaLanne died, he didn't practice what he preached. As I tell people, I don't want to end up in an old lady's home or an old men's home and think about all the good old days, the good old days. The good old days, you know what they are? This moment. You know that song? This is the moment I've waited for. This is it. Enjoy this moment. Say, my God, I'm alive. I'm living in a great country and all the wonderful things I have. Remember, the things you do this moment controls the next moment, right? Think about it.
Absolutely. I think that's just wonderful. I mean, I can't tell you. I got a grin from ear to ear on my face just listening to you. You're just amazing, Jack. How wonderful to have lived. You know, you said something here, Jack. You said once there was that if man made it, don't eat it. If it tastes good, spit it out.
You'll
now, the
never
first
be
part
back.
I can understand, but I don't know about
think
that
about
second
it.
Part.
Did you, you know, all these things, cake, pies, candy, ice cream, soup. Did you ever read the label on, say, a can of soup? Read the label. You know, you can't pronounce it. They get artificial coloring and flavoring and stabilizers. It's been cooked for hours. and you put that in your body. I just bought a new Corvette sports car. Would I put water in a gas tank? It wouldn't run, would it? Well, how about your human machine? You are a machine. The fuel you put in your body makes you what you are and what you're going to do and what you can do.
Well, you certainly, and if you're driving a Corvette, I'll tell you, then your next one, because this is another thing that you said, I want to see how long I can keep this thing going. The easiest thing is dying. Living is the pain in the butt. At 93, do you still feel that living is a pain in the butt?
Living is a pain in the butt. You've got to work at it. Talk to 1,000 athletes. Ask them if they like to train. They hate it, right? But
right.
They like the results. Like I say, living, you've got to work at it. You've got to eat right. You've got to exercise. You have to have goals and challenges. But, man, it's worth it.
Are you recording motivational tapes? You really should, you know.
The what?
Are you recording any motivational tapes or CDs? Now I'm really dating myself.
Oh, yeah.
You really should, because you're just listening to you is such an uplifting experience. I feel like I'm a whimpering willow just sitting here listening to you. I feel ashamed that I've ever complained about my lot in life, because you're absolutely right. We have the greatest life.
Yeah. You know, for people, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, it's jacklalane.com, the website.
Yes, and we are putting that into our virtual auditorium.
I just wrote two new books. It's Cooking with Jack, and the other one is Physical Fitness, 8 Steps to Physical and Financial Fitness. Those are in the bookstores now.
Physical and financial books, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've written 10 books.
Well, that I know, but I must have missed that last one. Why did you decide to write a book about financial issues?
Because so many people are financially fouled up today. So I have this friend of mine, the financial advisor, and we wrote a book together. I take care of the physical side, he takes care of the financial side.
Well, that's wonderful.
The man, his name is Matt Reddick. He's a very close friend of mine. He's one of the greatest experts there is in finances, and he shows the people how to get out of debt and how to keep themselves their head above water, and it's terrific. Remember,
what do you tell
people? Your bank account, keep them together.
What do you tell people about stress in their lives, Jack?
About what?
Stress?
The greatest reliever of stress is exercise. Absolutely, no doubt about it. After you do a workout, you just feel so much better. You know, you're thinking about feeling good, and you're not worrying about all different things that people worry about. Worrying doesn't help. You know what I do? If there's something that I can't control, I get it out of my mind. But I use my energies and things that I can control. I control what I do, what Jack LaLanne does. My thoughts, my energy, what I do, it's up to me. When's the last time God came down and exercised for you? I've never heard God come down to my gym and I'm like, Jack, this is God, I'll work out for you. You know what the good book says? If you believe in the good book, it says, God helps them that help themselves. You got to believe this is the supreme being that put all this together, right?
Absolutely. Has your faith in God helped you through your years of working out?
God helped them that helped themselves.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You sound wonderful.
Well,
you know,
thank you,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're very fortunate to have this wonderful lady come into your home. Versus radio.
Well, thank you. That's quite an honor coming from you, and I'll tell
you. Well, I'm just telling you, you know what? I tell the truth. I never lie. You know why I never lie? I got a bad memory.
That's my excuse, Jack. You can't take that one. I never lie because I've got a bad memory. What was your proudest moment, Jack? What was your proudest moment?
My proudest moment?
Yes.
When I married my wife.
How lovely.
Without Elaine, I'm a big nothing. She is the power underneath my muscles. I said earlier, we are a team. She believes exactly the same thing as I do. How can we help people to help themselves? This is our life. Yeah, I've never thought about making money. I think about helping people. If you do well in your job, you'll be compensated financially because this is a financial country and world, you know. So I think about helping people.
Helping people to help themselves. That is wonderful. And what do you believe was one of your greatest accomplishments in your life, Jack?
You mean like physical accomplishments?
You know, you've done incredible things. You've swum the channel. Just amazing things.
One of the greatest, best things I've ever done when my 70th birthday, when I towed 70 boats. With 70 people in the boats, with my feet and hands tied, and I towed a mile and a half in Long Beach Harbor in Long Beach, California. Another birthday, I did 1,000 shins and 1,000 push-ups. And then I also
How old were you when you did that?
You heard of Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco?
Yes.
Well, I know it was a prison. Nobody ever escaped from there. And I jumped off Alcatraz with handcuffs on and swam over to San Francisco.
You did it with handcuffs? I knew you did it, but I didn't know you did it with handcuffs.
Birthday, on my next birthday, I'm going to tow my wife across the bathtub.
That is wonderful.
Like I said earlier, don't lose your sense of humor.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from Elaine. Is she available for us to say hello to?
Second.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Elaine. How are you?
Great, great. Yeah, we're just perking along here, and we're just doing our thing. Jack is
well, I'll tell you, he sounds like he's in just in incredible health, and you know what fun? What a fun person!
Oh, he's lots of fun. We have a lot of fun. He's got a wonderful sense of humor. And he keeps me laughing all the time. I never know what he's going to come up with, so I'm forever laughing.
I can't tell you how just laughter alone in that household is enough to rejuvenate anybody. Is it difficult living with a man that is so focused on his physical condition?
No, because you know, when I first met him, I had him on as an interview in San Francisco. I was on an hour and a half show every day from 4:30 to 6, which I booked and I appeared on. And then I had him on as an interview, and I was a junk food junkie. I was eating bear claws and chocolate donuts, and he told me the only thing about the donut was the hole in the middle. I should be eating apples and bananas and oranges, and I took a cigarette. I was smoking a cigarette, and I blew smoke in his face. That's how we met.
Oh, isn't that exciting? How wonderful!
Yeah.
And how many years have you been married now?
Push-ups through the whole show, an hour and a half show. He did push-ups through the, and then about a week later, he did 1,033 push-ups in an hour and 20 minutes on the old Art Baker You Ask For It show. This was probably in the 50s, you know.
Was he practicing on your show for the big 1,000 push-up?
Well, I don't know whether he did or not, but it could be because I was called to ask, and they said I could do push-ups with the whole show, so maybe that was a practice round. Who knows? Find out.
Now, I would absolutely love it if my husband could pull 1,000 push-ups. That would be great.
Well, he did 1,000 shins and 1,000 push-ups in the hour. I forget how many, Jack. 1,000 shins and 1,000 push-ups in what? An hour and 20 minutes. That was after that. That was after that. But he's forever doing something. I never know what he's going to get into. I tell people, I can't take this man anywhere.
I'm telling you, it is just so much fun having the both of you here. How many years have you been married, Elaine?
Well, we've been together over 53 years. Not quite married that long, but Jack always says, "Oh, we've been together 53 years." So that's the standard answer.
53 years. You've been together almost as old as I am. I'm 55. Isn't that amazing?
How are you? We had my daughter would have been 54. She would have been 55. Were you born in 1952?
I was born in 52, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I had a daughter that was born in 1952. But she passed away when she was 21.
That's very sad.
Yeah. But I always think of her. She's always around. She has lots of fun. And so
they
anyway.
Sure are. They are always around. We're going to be taking
around.
A break.
Are you
we're
going to
be taking a short
calling
break.
From?
Well, our connection is from the West Coast, California, and
uh-huh. Are you in?
And
England,
I am.
Now?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan. Oh,
I'm
I
in
see.
Michigan. Yes,
oh,
we're. I'm broadcasting from Michigan.
And does it go all over to the United Kingdom and all over too?
We go everywhere. We've got audience interaction all over the world. It's just a phenomenal show.
Yeah, well, we're our juicer. You know, we have our infomercial is shown all over the world, and a lot of people will come back and say, "Oh, I saw you speaking German, or saw you speaking Italian, or or whatever language." So. It's been a wonderful time in our life. We're buddies and friends, and we just continue to have a lot of fun together.
I just want to tell you and Jack that our broadcast, that one of our broadcasters, our board operator, has one of your Jack LaLanne power juicers, and he loves it.
He loves it. Well, you know, we find that wherever we go, we're in airports, and we do a lot of lecturing all over the country, and when we're on the airports, they'll say, "Hi, Jack." You know, we'll be walking through the airports, and "We got your juicer." So it's fun, and we love people, and we just love to meet people. And Jack is, he thinks he's the maitre d' at every restaurant we go to, because he talks to everybody. Takes us forever to get out of a restaurant.
I can imagine. Well, you know,
you
we
want
have
me to
some
put him
audience
back on again.
Yeah, we have some audience questions for him in a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much,
Elaine, for coming on with us. This was so much fun.
Well, it was fun talking to you, all of you, and I'm going to give you back to my sweetie pie. Here he is.
Hello, here I am again.
Hello, sweetie pie.
You know,
you guys are just an amazing couple.
You know, talking about people, you know, I treat people like I'd like to be treated. You know, some of these so-called celebrities, you know, they know they don't talk to people and they won't give autographs. You know, if it wasn't for people, I'd be out of business.
Absolutely. I think that's just
people.
A wonderful attitude. Jack, can you talk to us about the obesity and diabetes epidemic in the United States today and what your thoughts are on that?
It is so sick. The way that people eat, you know, it starts, you know, it starts in schools. Some of these school lunches, you can't believe it. You wouldn't give that food to your dog. Everything's overcooked, you know, and added sugar and stuff, and you give it to these kids. And these kids, you know what they do? What do the children do? They do what these athletes, these celebrities, tell them to do. You know these commercials that some of these celebrities do? You know, they advertise this cola drink or this thing. And the kids are going to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Making money, that's a capitalistic country. But why don't these athletes that are selling their souls for a buck, why can't they advertise something that's going to help people? Health foods and vitamins and all this type of thing. But,
well,
oh,
you know,
it's just a crime. You know, you ever see, these kids eat more calories between meals they do at mealtime. You know, some of these hamburgers, they have about 1,500 calories in them. Just one thing. And these cola drinks and these chocolate candy bars and donuts. the donuts, the only good thing about the hole in the middle is the only thing good thing about a donut is the hole in the middle. No calories.
Jack, do you take vitamins?
Perhaps I take 30 or 40 a day. That's very important. Everything, you know, so many of the vegetables today, they're picked green, they're stored, and people take them home and they cook them and boil it, and, you know, that loses all your vitamins and minerals right there. That's why you've got to take extra ones. You know, a lot of people say, do you think they work, Jack? I say, in case they do work, I'm going to take them.
Absolutely. Just, I mean, why risk it as far as I'm concerned?
Yeah.
You know, this is just amazing. You and your wife working out as a team, you do commercials. Your career is just blowing away. It's clearly on the rise. How do you feel about all of this?
I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful because I'm helping people.
And you
are. I'm their friend. I'm their buddy. I'm their personal physical instructor. I give them the truth.
Jack, you know, I can't really get away from, I know you live out in the California area. You're in Morro Bay. Is that anywhere near any of that?
That's halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. We live right on the ocean. We have 3.5 acres overlooking the ocean. Got 2 gyms, 2 pools, and I just signed a contract. I have a new pool that you turn this, you swim in place.
Yeah, I've seen them.
They're wonderful. You know, you can make them for one person or 2 people. They make them to order. You put them in your house.
Really? That's fantastic.
You can put them indoors or outdoors. You know, see, everything I got, can I help people?
And do you still personally train people
also,
and work with people, Jack?
Another thing I'm doing is I'm working with the chiropractors, with Stay Fit Seniors. These chiropractors now, they get people over 60 years old. When they come in for a chiropractic treatment, they have a gym there, and they work out free when they get their adjustment.
Really?
You know, and I'm a chiropractor. I got a chiropractic degree when I first started business.
Yes, you did, and you also attended medical school, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to be a medical doctor.
And all of this changed because you wanted to help people with their health.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What an incredible legacy that you have. Are you still affiliated with the Bally Total Fitness? For those of you that don't know, who was Jack Lane, who was once considered to be a quack almost, actually was the initiator of the health clubs, and he licensed those to the Bally Company, which later became Bally Total Fitness. Are you still affiliated with any of the clubs at all, Jack?
The what?
Are you affiliated with any of the Bally Fitness clubs at all?
I didn't get what you said.
Your fitness, your original fitness club, you licensed to Bally.
I ended up with 100 Jack LaLanne health clubs, and then I sold them all to Bally.
And you're no longer affiliated with that, though?
Nope.
Well, you don't sound too disappointed.
My whole life, I've never had a partner. Everything we do, I own the television show, the rights to everything, everything that Eli and I have ever done, we own it. We've never had a partner, except God.
Well, I know that when I was growing up, we would watch the Jack LaLanne show every day. And, you know, your dog, Happy, what a beautiful animal she was. And
I had her. I had 4 dogs, Happy, Smiley, Walter, and Chuckles. Walter.
Well, I remember Happy.
You know, he was the head dog. You know, when you have no talent like me, you need kids and dogs to help you. Happy was wonderful.
He was a wonderful dog.
You know, one of the things. You know, I was the first one ever to have a health and fitness show, and I had it early in the morning. And early in the morning, who controlled the television? The kids. So how am I going to get to the mothers and fathers? To the kids. So I had happy, and I say, boys and girls, Mary, Frank, Joey, come here, come close to the television. If you go get mother and daddy and brother and sister and you get them exercising with Uncle Jack, I'll have Happy do a special trick just for you. And the kids, they'd go in there if the mothers were in bed and she'd shake them, and then the kids would cry if the folks didn't exercise. So the mothers would say, you know, to appease my kid, I started watching, you know, I got hooked and I got it to happen. I've been working out ever since.
Well, you know, that was the most wonderful thing about the show, because we never knew that it was supposed to be an adult exercise show. I always thought it was a kids program.
Yeah.
And I used to sit there and watch it because it was fun to watch, and I always loved doing the jumping jacks.
Oh,
is that even good for you?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
I don't know, but they're jumping jacks. That's it.
Well, I used to do the. I used to love the jumping jacks, and we always stood by the chair. And like you said, there was never a fat chair.
That's
very
right.
Interesting.
You know what? You know, I was the first one to have a health and exercise show, and the people at home, they don't have equipment, so I had to use a chair, use the floor, use a broomstick, and a bath towel. You know, for resistance and. We had all these different things, and, you know, when you got your back against the wall, you come up with a lot of great ideas. Anyway,
well,
I had one
yeah.
thing in my mind, to get those people to exercise and to start eating right. It changes their life.
But in fact, Jack, if I'm not mistaken, you helped to innovate some of the early versions of exercise equipment that's out there today, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. The weight selector, the calf machine, and the Smith machine, every one of those were mine. The leg extension machine. No, but I never had anything patented. You know, I had one thing in my mind, to stay in business. And every 3 or 4 months, I'd invent a new piece of equipment to keep my students happy. Anyway, that's water under the bridge.
What do you think about organic foods?
I don't know about that. I don't. There's not such a thing as organic food because there's so many elements in the air and in the water today. Those are all things that are really not good for you, right? But these organic
True.
Things, that's how they get their how they live is with the land that they're planted in. In the water you give them. So
this is true. You've got a point. I guess
if you want to spend the money, if you want to spend the money for organic food, fine. But I get my vegetables and fruit from the regular supermarkets.
And do you treat them in any particular way, Jack?
The what?
Do you treat them in any particular way? Because I know there are some products out there that you soak vegetables and fruits in to try to remove some of the pesticides.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, that's why all the reasons why you should take extra vitamins and minerals. Because so many
Jack,
things, they have pesticides and all that stuff. And you know, everything you eat today has been fooled around with by man, just like
yeah.
I said earlier. All the stuff in the air and the stuff in the water. There's not such a thing as an organic thing anymore. But stick to nature as close as you can. More fruit, more fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grain products. Stick with fish, turkey, egg whites for protein. We have wonderful
you're an
foods, you know.
You're an ovo-lacto vegan, aren't you?
The what? Yeah. I eat fish 7 days a week.
You do?
That's my main thing, yeah. I get 8 egg whites every day. That's one of the best protein known to man. And I get, when we eat out practically every night in every restaurant, we go to, they fix a Jack LaLanne salad with 10 raw vegetables chopped up real fine.
Really?
And
that
for
is
lunch,
wonderful.
I eat at lunch. At lunch, I have 4 egg whites. Then I have 4 or 5 pieces of fresh fruit.
And, Jack, don't you ever eat chocolate?
Never. A little chocolate, that's, it isn't what you do once in a while. It's what you do all the time.
That's true.
Chocolate, you know, chocolate's getting a lot of good publicity now.
It sure is.
Yeah, the doctor's telling you about it, does this and that. And so a little bit of it, you know, it's fine, but don't overdo it. And the main thing, I eat two meals a day. I eat at 11 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night. Because some people need four or five meals. Everybody's different, you know. So I know what's best for me.
Jack, do you ever get involved in politics?
In what?
Politics.
What's that, anyway? I never got what you said.
Politics. Do you ever get involved in politics?
Oh, in politics?
Yes. Are
you kidding? You know, my power juicer, Jack LaLanche, power juicer, you've seen that, right?
Yes.
On television?
It absolutely.
It was the most successful thing there's ever been in the history of television, the Jack LaLanne power juicer. And I want to sell juicers to Democrats and Republicans and all in between, so I don't tell people my political affiliations, because I want to sell juicers to all of them, you know. I'm a trimnastocrat. That's my political thing, trimnastocrat.
You're a trimnastocrat. Now
yeah,
that's
me.
I love it. That's wonderful. Just amazing. You know, I can't tell you.
You know who's wonderful?
How...
You are a lovely, lovely young lady.
Well, thank you very much. This has been so much fun. I grew up with Jacqueline.
When do you ever get to California?
You know, I don't know. Isn't California on fire right about now?
Oh, we're having terrific fires. The worst that's ever been in our history.
I know how sad. What a tragedy.
Isn't that terrible?
That's why I asked where you were.
Well, where do you live?
I live in Michigan, Jack.
Oh, in Michigan,
you
huh?
Ever get, live
no,
in Michigan.
Love Cali-
oh,
we love
have
California.
All my life.
I was born in San Francisco, and
uh-huh.
I spent over 30 years in Hollywood. Now,
yes, I know you did.
Halfway between. Anyway, you know where I live? I love where I am. I love this moment, you know?
Jack, what are your plans for the future? What are your plans for the future?
To help people to help themselves. The older I get, the more believable I am. Here's the guy, 93, going to be 94. He's doing something right. What is it? I want to do that. So I got Jack DeLane's got to be an example of his teaching, or he's a big phony.
Well, you know, there are so many hypocrites out in the world today. It is amazing that you are, and you're right. That's an interesting perspective, something I guess nobody really thought about. The longer you live, the more you tell your own story, the truth of your own story.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolute believability. How great.
You know what? As I told you earlier, I'm so flattered and honored that you want to interview me. I really love this. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, just yesterday I saw one of your commercials on television, and you've been in a number of things. You've been on one of the cartoon, what was it, The Simpsons you were in, I think?
We had protein. It was the first one to have a protein powder.
Yes.
You
were an innovator in every shape and form. You were absolutely an innovator.
You know, everything that I've ever sold. You know, after all, I'm my own sponsor, and I have to have money coming in somewhere, so I sell products. But every one of my products, they were to help people to help themselves. Every one of these products, get people to exercise, get people to have vitamins and good nutrition with extra protein. Everything I've done, I never think about the money. I think about how can I help people.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that you have helped a tremendous numbers of people across the country and across the world, Jack. People think of you as an idol, really. And I can't tell you how proud and honored we have been of the People Speak to have you and your lovely wife, Elaine, The power
I
under
do.
Your muscles. I love that. That is just
anytime,
an amazing statement.
Anytime you want to call us and you want to talk to us, if you want any information, my life's an open book, and you are my friend, and whatever you want, we'll do it.
Well, thank you so much.
May I say something before we leave? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember, the most important person on this earth, who is it? You. And remember, God helps them that help themselves, and I just hope and pray that each and every one of you will do something to help the most important person on this earth, you.
Well, you heard Jack LaLanne say it, people, and I can't even begin to tell you how inspiring everything that you have said has been. You're the biggest optimist I've ever heard in my life, Jack. Amazing.
You take the inspiration. You give me perspiration.
Did you hear that, guys? Take the inspiration, give me perspiration. Everybody get out there and work out.
Everything in life, it takes work. It takes energy. That's why I want you folks to get in shape so you can improve your love life, you can improve your business life, you'll just enjoy life more. Keep in
shape. That's right, everybody. Get out there and do 1,000 push-ups for Jack LaLanne. I'm sure it'll do your marriages a lot of good. Jack, thank you so much for being with us this evening. Elaine, thank you as well.
I want to thank all the ladies and gentlemen for letting us come into their home.
Oh, it was an honor for them, I'm sure.
Tell your friends about this program and about the lovely lady who's talking to you right now. Tell them about this program. Thank you. God
bless. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Next week's, next Tuesday's guest, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Mayne. He is the actor, stuntman, and wrestler who portrayed Michael Myers in the Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween, October 30th, Tuesday, from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. We're going from the incredibly inspirational to the incredibly creepy. It's going to be a gas of a show, something for Halloween to tittle your horror delight. And we hope to see you all then. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Elaine. That's it, folks, for tonight. We'll see you next week. Tyler Mayne, he is the actor, stuntman, and wrestler who portrayed Michael Myers in the Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween, October 30th, Tuesday, from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. We're going from a day.
This land was made for you and me. This land is yours. This land. Is my land from California to the New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me.